Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Talk, All Ashes, the podcast that, talks about everything Ashes of Creation related. My name is Frenzy, as you can see below. We're talking Ashes of Creation, week two underway for the alpha testing. So alpha two, phase one testing. Again, purpose of this podcast is to talk about Ashes, break down dev streams, react to new content, and offer feedback and discussion on the game. So hopefully you are here for that. If you enjoy that and you like that, definitely consider to subscribe to our channel on YouTube or your podcast platform of choice, and swing by the Discord if you're looking for a little conversation as well. So we're getting started, kind of just weekly updates. Basically, anything that kind of happened throughout the playtesting a little bit, or anything new. It did start, unfortunately, on Friday with some additional DDoS attacks, which made it a little bit hard to get in. And they also delayed the start of the weekend testing a little bit, so I wasn't even able to get in Friday. Fun fact, I play Dungeons & Dragons on Friday every week, and so typically every week. So, yeah, my Friday testing window is pretty limited, and because they pushed it back, I really didn't get a chance to get in. Actually, I had a hard time getting in, at least when I had availability, kind of throughout the playtesting. I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get there. We got a couple patches, though, some hot fixes, took care of some issues, mitigated some of the performance things going on as well. So that was positive, right? They're pretty agile and quick to react, especially if there's some glaring things that they can fix on the spot over the weekend. So we had a chance to kind of get that and deal with that. But yeah, a little bit of an update, and everything so far, not too bad going into week two. So I'll just kind of get into like my experience, my playtesting. What did I do this week? What did I experience? What did I notice? I spent most of my time that I was able to get in leveling up my main character, my quote-unquote main character, which has become my fighter, which I actually like a good bit. I'm still kind of in the early leveling phases. I think I'm like level 5, 6, 7. I don't know, honestly, off the top of my head. But I'm still fairly early in the leveling process when you consider 25 is the max. And to get to 25, supposedly Steven has said that it could take up to 100 hours. That's a lot of leveling. And so, yeah, it's really fun. Honestly, like the character and the fighter feels really, really good. I just like the whirlwind abilities is just really fun to use. I like that they have a little bit of tankiness. They're basically like a DPS, but they lack that true tankiness of the tank, which makes sense. So you do need to be a little bit more careful. I think it's the closest thing I could probably get to playing the rogue and kind of getting maybe a feel for that style without actually getting to play the rogue. But we'll get there. We'll get there. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like I got to kind of just get in there, do some grinding. I mostly did the commissions quests, and I also did just some mob level grinding because they spawn pretty quick and it was pretty easy just to kill things quickly. There's still issues, definitely. And this was the hard thing that for me, because when I actually got into play, the times that I had available to play, it was I got in and there was like server performance issues, which definitely made it hard to level, and I definitely died a couple times as a result, which again, expected stuff, not a big deal. They're working on it. And that's why we're testing true alpha experience. And so that was a little bit difficult. And then both times that I think that I went to play, not too long after the servers went down for a couple hours, I think they were like fixing stuff and performing maintenance and all that different stuff. So unfortunately, yeah, my time got a little bit cut short both times. So I didn't get the chance to really play nearly as much as I wanted to. I'm hoping next week and I'll really be able to kind of like dig into things and dive in. And that should be a lot better. For me, hopefully, if servers don't come down right as I'm playing. But I definitely got a few hours in. And so that was pretty good. I also got to do some grouping with folks, too. So I did a little bit of solo leveling. I had a chance to just group up with random people, which is really fun. I think, again, I think part of it is, yes, it's an alpha experience. Probably people are more willing to do those types of things, maybe. But also just, like, I think grouping is really important. And I'll talk a little bit about that soon too. But yeah, grouping was just, even with random folks, I think I got into a group with three people and we stayed in the group together for a good while, a couple hours. And I was a fighter and I was with a bard and a mage. So kind of an interesting little tiny little group there. And one thing I will say straight off the bat, bards are super, super useful. Again, as I kind of mentioned last week, downtime is a real thing in this game, for sure, both in terms of like your health, but also your mana, right? And because I was in a group and I was just kind of, we were mostly just grinding mobs and doing some commissions and stuff like that. Like, you know, you're just constantly pulling mobs and you're constantly doing that. You tend to get pretty low on mana pretty quickly just by using your abilities. So the bard's ability to kind of like rev up your mana regen is massively important, important to kind of keeping things flowing pretty well as their ability to heal too on top of that. So I think bards as it stands might be one of the most useful classes in the game right now, just because again they can affect your mana as well as your healing, which is pretty crucial. So that's really cool to see. I love, again, that support classes or like healer classes, if you want to call them that too. I love that they're so vital and so useful already off the bat in the game. I think that's really, really cool. And something I hope we continue to see, right? I know sometimes there becomes like this, and I talked about it last week, but you know, there's this homogenization of classes. They all kind of just become the same. You know, like everyone is healing. Everybody can do it. Everybody. And I think a lot of this will change too once we get access to like more crafting items or more items in general. Like I basically have my default starting gear on me still for the most part. So, you know, I think once we get items, once we get like people that maybe get involved in cooking, right, these things are probably going to be changing. Again, once we get an economy, right, if you're out there grinding mobs and you're earning money and all these different things and you get that money from selling loot and glints and all that stuff. And then maybe you take that money and you trade with a cook who can give you, you know, the rations and, you know, food that you need to buff you and make it, you know, these combat, you know, easier as well. Because right now it is very dependent on, I think, some of those support classes to kind of have like a constantly flowing experience, right? You know, I don't mind a little downtime between fighting and, you know, pulling mobs and stuff like that. So, like, but if you definitely are trying to like, you know, maximize like what you can do in the time that you have, then a bard and even a cleric are, I would argue, almost essential classes to have more than just about anyone. So I really want to see if I can start a cleric. I have a bard, so maybe I need to mess around with them a little bit more, but then that prevents me from kind of leveling my one character. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, so that was really cool. Just kind of getting into a group, seeing like how useful, you know, a bard can be. The bard left towards the end of when we were leveling, and the mage and I had a lot harder of a time, both in terms of downtime and, you know, extra damage. And we died a few times without having that healing, you know, and stuff. So it was really cool. And to see that, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of combinations that are viable, but it definitely seems like grouping up is going to be a big, big deal. Some other things that I got to see and it kind of happened to is there were some starting area changes. There was kind of like a, I don't know what, almost like a separate area that you could kind of get into beyond kind of, I think, the Aelin ruins. And so that, I think, I'm guessing that's because, you know, when these tests go up and a lot of people are making new characters, or even if like eventually, you know, they reset and everybody has to make a new character, it'll probably help spread things out a bit. So that seems like a really good idea. And something that I think will be pretty beneficial. I do wonder in the future if maybe they'll decide to, once we have, you know, I don't know if they plan to complete the second continent before launch, or they're just going to have the one main continent done. But if they decide to kind of spread out some of the starting areas, maybe based on like what race you pick, or even like what class, who knows, you pick. And so that probably could alleviate some of the issues. I don't know if they want to do that. Maybe they're going to like figure out like their server tech and kind of work on that. But so some kind of like starting area changes, which I think is beneficial overall, just to kind of like spread people out, get people moving a little bit. That was pretty interesting to see. Another thing, and I'll kind of reiterate this from last week, sorry, is, the game's really hard. Especially solo. The solo leveling I did is, it's so dangerous. And, like, some mobs, it's really interesting. Like, some mobs, if they're a level higher than you, like, they're difficult. But there are certain, like, I was fighting some bandits, and, like, those mobs, when they were, like, a level higher on you, higher than you, and depending, like, there's different types of mobs. So there was, like, an archer, there was, like, a healer, there was a, I think it was called an arsonist, which is basically, it seemed to be, like, kind of like they were, like, a fire mage. And, man, those arsonists, like, those things could hit, so you had to kill them quickly. Or if you pulled two, you were probably dead, right? So you had to be really careful in kind of how you pull mobs, and which is cool. I like that. And again, I like the challenge. I think that makes the game so much more interesting to me than, like, I'm just running through the world, killing everything. And, like, occasionally I get threatened by getting killed. But overall, it's, you know, not that hard, right? It's challenging. It's really, really challenging. And so I really feel like they're emphasizing, I don't know if this is intentional or not, but, like, groups, which I think is great, right? For me, like, when I play an MMO, I want to group up with people. I want to socialize with people. I want, like, that's why I'm playing an MMO. And I do think, like, some MMOs have catered towards, like, more solo play, which I guess I can understand. I know some people prefer solo play. Like, I am absolutely one of those people. Like, I love playing with my friends. I love grouping up and meeting new people. But there are times when I don't want to do that. Right? I just want to keep to myself, or I'm just kind of doing some other stuff. And so it's nice to be able to kind of just, like, if I'm playing by myself, I can step away and not have to be, like, attached to my computer. You know, so there's definitely reasons where I think solo play are valid. And I think they are valid still in Ashes of Creation. It's still early. We don't have the whole world. We don't have all access to everything yet. But I think it's going to be viable. It's just going to be more challenging, which I like, right? And I play Escape from Tarkov, and it's the same way. Like, you're always going to benefit from being in a group, typically, versus playing solo. But, like, solo offers kind of, like, this interesting experience. I've played it both with friends and solo, and so sometimes I prefer solo in a game like that, because it does make it a little bit more challenging. It makes it more interesting. And I think that will probably be the case for Ashes of Creation as well. Like, you definitely, I think, will be able to solo. You're just going to have to be a lot more careful. Really plan out, like, all right, should I pull this mob? What about if this mob, you know, latches on? You know, like, if I pull more than one? I definitely think crafting, and, again, getting items and things like that is going to help a lot, especially, I think, something like cooking, again, where you can kind of provide some buffs for yourself, where you'll be able to hopefully get some new foods that can, you know, help your recovery time, and maybe some healing and alchemy and, like, potion. So, like, I think once we kind of get those things up and running, as well as the economy in general, when you can, like, buy those things and have access to those things, it's going to make things a lot easier. So I don't think we're getting the true experience of it just yet. And that's why it probably feels even more challenging. But I definitely think the game is designed for group play, which I like, right? You know, if I'm playing an MMO, like, for me, the expectation is, like, I'm going to be interacting with people today. And again, provide some options for solo, but it should be more challenging. You know, we should try to encourage, I think it's good to encourage people to try to be into group, to get into groups and to, like, you know, play with each other. And that's what I got to experience this weekend. And it was really fun, just with some random group that I kind of stumbled across. So that was really cool. And I met some cool people. And so, yeah, like, I'm excited to continue that and see kind of what happens just naturally throughout just playing the game, because I think there is, like, this idea of, like, oh, like, if I'm running around solo and I see somebody else maybe solo, maybe I should invite them, because it's going to make the experience a lot easier, right? So we'll see. We'll see kind of how it all plays out. It was a lot of fun. And kind of this podcast purpose is, the topic overall is, like, the starting experience. So I'm going to dig into that just a little bit. Again, these podcasts shouldn't be too long. It's just me here, so I'll do my best. But it was, the starting experience, I think, is a little jarring. Again, it's an alpha. Again, we're mainly there to test, like, the servers and stuff like that. So obviously it's not fully complete. So this is just thinking about long term, and they probably already have plans for this type of stuff, but it never hurts to mention it. Maybe if enough people, you know, request things, then maybe they'll do it earlier, right? They'll put off other content instead, which is totally cool, right? That's part of getting feedback, right? Which I'll dig a little bit more into later. But Just kind of like the initial experience is a little jarring. I imagine if you don't have any MMO experience, it probably feels very overwhelming. Like, what do I do? Because there's some starter quests and those can kind of help you a little bit. But overall, it's kind of just like, especially once you get out of the starting area into Lionhold, it's like, if you're not familiar with the game, which again, I would expect most Alpha 2 users probably to have some decent knowledge on the game. Like, oh, like I got to do commissions or I got to go out and level or, you know, whatever. Right. And so I definitely think that just a little bit more handholding, whether that's like a quest line that people can kind of do, like that could be really useful. I think that the horse quest, which I think they changed, I forgot the name of it, but so I might have to update that guide. I don't know if it's out of date. I didn't get a chance to kind of go through that process again. I'll probably have to make a new character to do it. And yeah, like just a little more handholding. Like that was that was kind of helpful because it taught you some stuff about like crafting. I think maybe more of that, but just kind of for like understanding the game. They have tooltips, which are definitely really useful. And I think pop up at the right time, but just maybe a little bit like maybe like a really focused kind of mainline quest to like introduce you to the world and like the quests and the commissions and just some stuff like that might be a little bit useful to get people situated a little bit more. But it's really not bad. Honestly, I think it's again, and kind of, I'm going to get into this probably next week, but in the starting experience, like the leveling definitely feels pretty solid. And the area, even the starting area feels scary. Again, I talked about it last week, but it feels scary, right? There's mobs that can kill you, very easily in the starting area. Again, it's a very different feel than I think it, again, more like an old school MMO. Like this is going to be tough. You are going to die if you're not careful. I died quite a bit this weekend. So I can certainly attest and speak to that. And again, I've played MMOs decently over the years, so it's not like I'm a total noob, obviously, and I played a lot of RPGs as well, so it's a challenging game, and so that starting experience as a whole can be really challenging, so it'll be interesting to see if that puts off people to the game. I'm certain it will, especially if people are coming from a more casual experience, and again, they may adjust this too to make it a little bit easier as well, so we'll see. I like it, though. I think it's fun, like kind of having that starting experience that's a little bit more difficult. You were very early on introduced that the world is dangerous and that you need to be careful. And I like that. And so overall, the starting experience, I feel, is pretty solid. Again, some areas for improvement for sure. You know, maybe just a little bit more guidance and things like that. But overall, I think it provides like a pretty good take of what to expect. Right. Like game's hard. There's issues with safety and heading out to the wilderness, and I love that, right? Because, and I said last week too, but like in D&D, like a lot of the worlds in D&D are founded upon the idea that the world outside of your town, your walls, your keep, whatever, is dangerous, right? And that makes it fun. To me, at least, like I find that really fun and interesting because when you head out into the wilderness and you're going out and you're doing things, like it's like scary. So it's something you really have to pay attention to and think about, and do I want to do this? Should maybe I just stay in and do some crafting, right? So there are things like that that are, you know, if I'm solo, maybe I should just stay in and craft and do things like that. So that was pretty cool. We'll move along here before I ramble on too much further and get into a little bit of feedback time. Obviously, I already gave some along the way. But this is, I think, maybe a little bit more focused. Again, just trying to give constructive feedback as much as possible, right? The game is, again, it's a work in progress. Overall, not too bad second weekend. And I think it's just going to keep getting better, right? It's pretty clear, like, the patch that they dropped prior to the playtest was pretty decent, right? They tried to fix and added in some stuff to like really make the experience better. I can only imagine it's going to continue to get better from here on out. But the core game, I think, is really strong. Some feedback. Again, one thing that I thought is I think definitely leveling and questing experience can maybe be streamlined a little bit. There are certain quests, especially or commissions, I should say, more so than anything else, because I think commissions really truly are the most consistent and main way to have a more guided leveling experience outside of just going out and killing mobs, which I also did too. Like some of the the commissions just don't feel worthwhile. Like, the amount of XP you get for what you have to go and do and where you have to travel is just not worth it. I do need to go out to one of the nodes and maybe see, because I know they have different types of commissions, and I think they have some different commissions and stuff, and see how that compares with, like, the Lionhold commissions. So, like, that could be that might be something on my agenda to do this weekend to get a feel for and see how it compares. And maybe it's different. Maybe you get more XP. Maybe the quests are a little bit better. I don't know. Or maybe they're exact same. I have no idea. So that'll probably be something I want to test. But just overall, I think kind of like streamlining it, maybe a little bit more XP for non mob grind quests. Maybe a little bit more XP. Like, I know they're probably want the leveling experience to take a while, which is totally understandable. But even maybe if it's just for alpha, while things like the server is a little iffy, maybe just so we can kind of get a little bit deeper into our characters. For those of us that, at least, I'm sure there are people that are playing, you know, nonstop that are mega high level, or who knows, even maybe max level if they figured out some secret to leveling that I don't know about. But I think just maybe a little bit more of a streamlining experience. Eventually, I hope, like, crafting will be more rewarding in terms of experience. I haven't been able to do much crafting. It's challenging. Sometimes to find, like, the tier one resources that you can mine and that you can interact with and stuff like that. So I know they added more within the patch. Again, I didn't get a chance to do a lot of exploring, so maybe that's changed significantly and I just didn't get a chance to kind of see it, or wherever I was a little bit different. But yeah, so hopefully that'll be kind of something we can look forward to. It's just maybe a little bit more of a streamlined experience, getting more XP from other areas beyond just kind of killing mobs and doing commissions, and maybe tweaking the commissions a little bit as well. But something I like too, improvement, but also there's a lot of things that, like, getting a chance to mainly engage in the fighter and their combat over the weekend, it feels really solid. Like, it feels good. I don't feel ashamed at all for saying that. Like, it actually feels pretty good. And a lot of classes too. And something that's kind of interesting that I find fun is that, like, I did have a mage last week that I played just briefly, just to kind of mess around, and I was creating new characters, and, like, they have, like, some of the abilities, like, there's a lightning ability that you actually have to hold the key to kind of, like, charge it up, and then you unleash it. I don't know, that just feels kind of cool, right? It's a little bit different of a feel, because typically in MMO, it's, you know, you click button, action happens, right? So a lot of times there's not, like, a charge up or, like, anything additional like that. So it feels good. The fighter, like, just some of the abilities, and they fixed the blitz ability, I think it was called, where you charge people, because it was only reaching, like, sometimes, like, halfway or less to your opponent. But they fixed that, and it feels so much better, because I can really get in there and do some melee damage. And so, like, that felt really fun, and just getting the whirlwind feels really cool. Like, the animations look good and they feel satisfying. And so That's a real perk of the game, and I imagine that's only going to continue to get better as they refine things and test things and balance things. So, yeah, that should be a lot of fun. The combat feels really nice. And again, I also like the fact that the game does encourage just grouping and, you know, or careful and strategic solo play. I think that's really interesting and kind of a fun challenge, as well as something that, again, pushes us more towards, like, the old school MMO. I remember sitting outside of was it Dead Mines, I think, playing as an Alliance character in World of Warcraft, and, like, waiting for a group. And, you know, same idea, like, you just run into people, and, like, because you needed each other and because, you know, it made things easier, you'd group up. And so I love that the game is kind of pushing people together in this way through that challenge. And I hope we get to continue to see that. I hope it alleviates a little bit, especially maybe as crafting and the economy comes online. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun, and I really appreciate that about the game, is that it is more of it's an MMO, right? Like, for me, if I want to play, and I know everyone's like this, but, like, for me, if I want to just play by myself, I'll play Baldur's Gate or something, you know? Like, there's a lot of options, like, if I want to play solo. But if I want to play an MMO, I want to group up. I want to meet people. I want to hang out. Or even if, like, I just group up with somebody and never say a word, right? That's also an option too. So it's just kind of a more of an old school MMO community feeling, which I love. And I hope it stays that way. Obviously, it's mostly alpha testers, so these are people that are buying in sometimes with a lot of money into the game. So, like, it might give a different crowd. So we'll see as the game continues and Maybe as more people come in, if that persists, is that, that was really cool. Yeah, I think we'll start to wrap things up there. Upcoming additional content. Next podcast, I'm planning to talk maybe a little bit more about the leveling again, hopefully next week, or I guess this upcoming weekend, I should say. It is Wednesday when I'm recording this, a little bit late. Apologies. That hopefully it should be a good amount of leveling that I get done. I hope. Again, leveling, it takes a long time, so maybe just a few levels is going to be considered a lot. If I can kind of reach like level 10, that'd be amazing. So hopefully I kind of report back and maybe give you a little bit of feel. I hope to do some more leveling through like commissions or mayoral commissions if I can, through maybe some of the nodes. So hopefully I can kind of report back on leveling through that. So that's the plan for next week. Additional content is TBD. Again, because I didn't get a lot of chance to really dig into some videos that I really wanted to make, because honestly, I was having a hard time getting in the game when I was available, and and I wasn't available all the time either. So I'm hoping that I can, you know, get in and do some leveling, but then also have some additional time to record like some smaller videos. But we'll see. That's just TBD content. The podcast will be weekly regardless. So hopefully you have a chance to kind of dig into that and jump in, and we can all, you know, play together. Maybe I'll see you there. I'm playing currently my fighter on Lioneth. So that's pretty fun. Hopefully I get a chance to play with Sub a little bit this weekend too. We didn't really get a chance. Again, my schedule and his schedule and the servers weren't really aligning, and so I didn't get a chance to play too much with him, and so we'll see. Hopefully I will next week. But yeah, that's it. So hopefully you enjoyed. If you did, again, subscribe, like, comment. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Join our Discord. I would love to have you in there as well. Leave us a review on your podcast service of choice, and I'll see you next time. Later.